A bipartisan piece of legislation introduced earlier this year aims to ease the transition between presidential administrations. The Presidential Transitions Improvement Act of 2015 would ensure that a senior-level, White House-led interagency transition council is in place at least 6 months before Election Day. The bill originated in the Senate. Now it's gained some serious traction in the House. Danny Werfel is director of the Boston Consulting Group, and he joins me now with more on what's in the bill and how agencies can start preparing for a presidential transition even without it. Danny, great to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be on.
All right. So what is new and different in this bill that would affect the way agencies go about transition?
Well, what it really does is start to drive more of a direct organization around transition, puts attention on the fact that this is something that needs to be more standardized than it has been in the past. It's a really critically important activity of government. Maybe one of the most important things we do in government is the seamless transition from one administration to the other. And observers who have been both a part of transitions and those that have observed from the outside have noticed that there's tremendous variation from one transition to the next that isn't always serving the government effectively. So one of the key things we want to do is start studying and analyzing and have a framework for how we do transitions, and this bill would put in some structure to that, that can help in all of this.
And having witnessed a couple of transitions yourself during your government career, what do you think is the biggest thing that does not happen that probably ought to happen between incoming and outgoing?
Well, I think one of the biggest things I'll point out is that there is a lot of learning that has occurred over the course of a given administration around what works and what doesn't. And certainly we can do a better job of arming the incoming transition team with those learnings. And one of the things that we can do when we do that is make sure that it's really done on a nonpartisan basis. We have to kind of get the sense that whether you have, you know, a Republican coming in to replace a Democrat replacing a Republican, you know, what's true and has been true for centuries is that the civil servants that serve in government are really serving the institution of government. And they're ready to serve whatever party comes in. And what I'd love to see happen is a greater sense that when we are as civil servants providing input on what has worked and what hasn't in terms of the implementation, the operation of government, that is welcomed information that is immediately used so that a new administration can hit the ground running.
Yeah, because it does provide for acting officers no later than September 15th. There shall be designated a qualified career employee to serve in the position of acting capacity if the position becomes vacant. So, I mean, that probably happens anyway, but throughout this bill, there seems to be language that makes sure that the career civil servants are involved in transition.
Yeah, I think what the bill potentially does is, again, gives a sense of coherence, consistency, and legitimacy to these various transition activities and the information that's shared with from an outgoing administration into an incoming administration. And again, I think the goal is always that that on day one, on January 20th of the given year that a new president is sworn in, that transition is seamless. I think the most important thing in any transition is kind of risk mitigation. There's a lot going on at any particular time, both domestically and internationally. And of course, of primary importance is that the government doesn't skip a beat in terms of meeting its responsibilities to protect national security, protect economic security, protect homeland security. In addition to that, you know, you want to make sure that that some of the longer-term or medium-term lessons learned in terms of programmatic implementation administration that are all carried forward from one administration to the next so that as a new administration comes in and starts figuring out what it needs to do, to continuously improve government, that we're not starting from a blank sheet of paper. And I think that's one of the key things that a transition can do, is enable a new administration not to start over again, but to build and refine.
We're speaking with Danny Werfel, a director at the Boston Consulting Group and former acting IRS director. I guess another way to put this would be, whether you're going to drive the car to the left or the right, you at least need to know how to drive it. And I guess the lower you get down from the candidates themselves into the bureaucracy, the more people sort of get along, regardless of what side they're coming from.
Absolutely. I mean, I've worked in the Clinton administration, and the Bush administration, and the Obama administration, and I've worked on a lot of just kind of the guts and operations of government, and so much of it is common and similar, no matter who is president, no matter which party is in charge, and there's a lot of activity that can be taken. Think of things like improving the way we manage information technology, improving the way we serve taxpayers who are linking up with the government either through electronic means or walking into walk-in centers or calling the government for something. I mean, all of that customer service that we try to aim for, the things we try to do to meet basic goals of improving safety and dealing with healthcare issues like CDC type activities. I mean, so many of these things are it ultimately becomes irrelevant in terms of who's leading, and everybody is pretty much on the same page in terms of some of the things that need to get done to just protect taxpayer dollars from risk and to serve these government programs effectively. And the transition can really drive a lot of learnings from one administration to another.
I guess the irony is that probably the least amount of knowledge transfer is between the new president and the old president. Often they just don't like each other very much.
My reflection is that once there's a winner declared, there's typically some degree of camaraderie that occurs. In particular, whether it was as an example, I think when President Bush was outgoing and President Obama was incoming, it was kind of a remarkable relationship that I saw between the outgoing Bush administration and the incoming Obama transition team. And I got to give credit to President Bush and his leadership, who really kind of charged the entire Bush administration with running the best transition ever. That was kind of their mantra. We are going to run the best transition ever. And so we really put a lot of effort into making sure that the incoming Obama transition team had everything they needed. And we got a lot of positive feedback from the incoming Obama transition team in terms of how that whole thing was handled.
All right. Danny Werfel is the director of the Boston Consulting Group. As always, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure, Tom.